Gracias.
Thank you, Nama. Turning to the subject of enterprises and human rights, I want to say that in 2022 we had the sectoral board for the private sector, which comprises state organizations, civil society organizations, and the private sector representatives, so that there can be an action plan in line with the guiding principles of the United Nations on human rights and business. In 2023, the members of that board went through a capacity building process and set up the Forum for Business and Human Rights. And right now we're seeing them take into account a number of considerations raised by the government. We had a restructuring process and some structural transformations which relate to the tax and justice, or the tax justice law and the energy law. And we're in the process of renegotiating contracts which relate to electrical energy production. And so we are going through this type of process, but the board is still functioning. And 2 months ago, I think, we met with representatives from the private sector to look at situations such as the sentence handed down against Honduras relating to human rights violations in the case of the abuse of mosquito rights, in order to look at state and private sector responsibility.